Yitz Hashem, we'll try and make up the time as we're learning. But let's just try to summarize where we were holding last time. On Daf Chesam and Aleph, we saw the sugya of Amar Rav Elazar is Kachli B'mana, B'nasan L'dinar, Hareza Mekudeshes V'yashlim. And we pointed out that there was a three-way Machlokes Rishonim. What does that mean? Hareza Mekudeshes V'yashlim. So most Rishonim understand V'yashlim is an option. Namely, if and when he is Mashlim, then we're going to have Kedushin. And if he's not Mashlim, then there's no Kedushin. And we have over here Kedushin on a Tanai. The Tanai is that a mana is going to be given. Since less than a mana was given, if eventually he'll be Mekayim the Tanai, then there'll be Kedushin. And if he won't be, then there's no Kedushin. Namely, this is up to him as to whether he wants to simply leave her the money, let's say 58 instead of 50, 48 instead of 50, and she'll remain not Mekudeshet, or he'll give her the other two, and she'll be Mekudeshet. Okay? That's the way most Rishon understand. We saw the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis that said, Harezim Mekudeshet V'yashlim means we force him to be Mashlim. We force him to be Mekayim the Tanai. And if you recall, we saw Rabbi Kiva Eger on a Rashi who said something similar in Shavuos. Since when do we force people to keep their conditions? If, you know, that's the whole world of a condition. Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven. We would have forced them if they're Mekayim the condition and they go and fight in front of the nation for 14 years. Wonderful. And if they don't, so then no. You know, it's that they don't get their Nachla Be'Hayardei. So why over here do we force? So we point out the Rambam understood that's the unique Tanai of Almanas, that a Tanai of Almanas, there's no Chazara possible. It's not up to you any longer. Namely, you painted yourself into a corner, you have to be Mashlin. If B'chol Zot, you're a stubborn Jew, right? You're Am Cheyoref, and you said, I'm not going to be Mashlin. Okay, so she's not Mekudeshet. Bottom line is, you weren't Mekayim the Tanai, but we don't say if and when. We say, you have to be Mekayim the Tanai. Okay? Those were two. And then the third sheet that we saw was that of the Me'iri. The Me'iri said, we force you to be Mekayim the Tanai, but not like the Rambam. We force you to be Mekayim the Tanai so that the Maisa will be Kayim. The Maisa is Kayim already. The moment you gave her a dinar, she's already Mekudeshet. But what? When you owe a person money, that's enforceable. Namely, this is like any loan. It's like any purchase. You bought the Brooklyn Bridge for $1 million and you paid five. So now you still owe $999,995. Right? You still owe the rest. And that's the kofin. Namely, we force a person to pay his debts. The difference is that according to Rov Rishonim and the Rambam, if the money is not filled in, she's not Mekudeshet. According to the Meiri, she's Mekudeshet from the very beginning, right? The money that's being filled in is simply to pay a debt that accompanied the Kedushin, but it's not a Tanai, it's not a condition of the Kedushin. That's what we saw last time. Okay. Then we pointed out that the Gemara simply says that when do we have all of these halachos that of Mashlim, however we're going to learn Mashlim, like most Rishonim, like the Rambam, like the Miri, however we're going to learn, if it's up to you, if you're forced, why you're forced, that's all if you said Manazu, if you specified that and the woman understood that we're dealing over here with a very, very specific amount of money. But if you said Manastam, then we say that, you know, Savra V'Kibla, unless we have a situation of Mona V'Holech. If every time you bring her some money, she counts it and she makes an accounting, then we see that she is expecting to get the entire amount. Adkan. Okay. We saw that the Gemara, aside from bringing the Maimar of Rav Eliezer, brought a Braisa. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, the Gemara quoted a Braisa that has, I'm sorry, the Gemara says Mesave, and the Gemara quotes a Braisa that has a Resha and a Seifa, and in the Seifa there's a continuity that we haven't yet explained. The Seifa speaks about that if you say his Kachli B'mana Zo, and that of course is something that requires a Mashlim, and then Nimtza Mana Chaser Dinar, and when you count up there's not enough money, Oh, dinar shel nechoshes, or there is a coin that is simply the wrong coin. In other words, a fraudulent coin. Eina mekudeshet. Okay, so far so good. And then the Gemara concludes, dinar ra, if we have a bad coin, hareza mekudeshet v'yachlif. Then we have kedushin, and the coin has to be switched. Here the Gemara was bothered, what is this definition of dinar ra? So let's look two lines from the bottom. Hai dinar ra, hechidami. What's the case? What does it mean, a bad coin? We understand that if you have a forged coin, right, the dinar shel nechoshes, that doesn't work. But what's a dinar ra? What's a bad coin? E delo nafik, if we're dealing with a coin that has no value in terms of the currency, lo nafik, hainu, dinar shel nechoshes. May nafka mean if the coin is forged, or simply no one's going to accept it. The bottom line is, it's worthless. And therefore, if the person said, manazo, we're missing the value, and she's not mekudeshet. Amarav papa, kagon de nafik ayadei hadchak. Namely, not everyone will accept it. You go to the shoemaker, he won't accept it. You go to the florist, won't be accepted. In the drugstore, they'll accept it. Right? In other words, in certain places, yes, certain places, no. Nafik ayadei hadchak. You may have to go into 10 stores to find a store that will accept this coin. Sometimes you have a dollar bill that's all scotch-taped up, right? So even though, you know, it's a bank would accept it, but not every store is interested in accepting a scotched-up dollar bill. Maybe if you put it into a machine, it's going to be rejected, etc. Okay, so that's what we have over here. So if we have, if the money that's given to her contains this dinar ra, so the Braisa says, mekudeshet, v'yachlif. Okay. Here the Rishonim were bothered, what is the status of this davar ra? What is the status of this coin which is yotzei ayadei hadchak? Is it currency or is it not currency? If it's currency, so why should he switch it? And if it is not currency, then why do we say she's mekudeshet? Namely, how do you have an in-between state of being? We're going to see that there are three Rishonim who offer an explanation, but all of them are starting off with a basic assumption. The basic assumption starting off with, in terms of our question, is this currency or is this not currency? A dinar ra is currency. If you want to see that, I decided to give you the Maror Makom, on the page that I just gave you, you see the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. We know that there's a concept of Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni. Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni cannot be with bullion, cannot be with Shavah Kesef, has to be with Kesef. Right? V'nasata ha-Kesef b'yadcha. So, ein podin me'matbeya she'ein o yotzei ba'oso zman u'ba'oso makom. You need currency which is currently valuable in this time and place. She'ne'mar v'nasata ha-Kesef b'chol asher ta b'nafshecha. It has to be something that you can use to buy food with. Rambam then continues. That's halacha yud. Then it continues. Halacha yud tes. Hayisa hasela chasei roshdus opachos mishdus. If we have over here a coin which is missing a certain amount of the metal, im hayisa yotzeis ayedei hatchak, if this is something that some stores will accept and others won't accept, right? Yotzei de'etchak, like our sugya, mechalel aleha lechatchila b'shavech sera ve'eno choshesh. You can use it. It's considered to be a coin. Namely, when we have a gzeras hakosuv, that you require a matbeya hayotzei, that you require a coin that has value as currency, the Rambam paskins and all the other, he's basically on Mishnayis, that yotzei de'etchak is considered to be currency. Okay. So then, what's over here, the din of yachlif? Okay, hareza mekudeshet, now we understand. But where does the yachlif come into the picture? So let's look at, so we have over here a Rambam, we have a Ritva, and we have a Talmud of the Rashba, and a Shita on Odalami, etc. Okay, let's take first the Shita on Odalami, and the Rashba. I'm sorry I didn't print it, because it's not in the Bar Ilan, to the best of my knowledge. Maybe someone will find it, and I didn't go into I'm sorry, Hebrew books. So if you look at the Talmud HaRashba, he points out that V'im Tomar Ha'amrinam B'B'B'Metzia, he quotes a Gemara on Dafnun Bezim Bez Haiman the Mukim Azusa. If someone insists that a coin be acceptable in every store, Hareza Nikra Nefesh Ra'a, he's a miser, he's too much of a machmir. If someone doesn't like to take coins that are acceptable in certain places, not in other places, something's wrong with him. If the Gemara over there basically says it's a coin, the coin is a coin. So why over here does she have the right to ask for a different coin? When we're dealing with a male, with the person of the male gender, shedarko lelech bishvakim urechovos adamapiklei, and he is a person who goes from store to store. He goes from place to place, so he can keep offering this. You know, like you have change of 50, you have change of 50. You know, you keep getting. Eventually, he'll get it. Came in the nafik, okay, may not be good in the first store, the second store. It'll be good in the fifth store. Echshalo, he's going to five stores. The same way she lights Hanukkah candles indoors, so she also doesn't go out to a lot of stores to buy things. So for her, this is, in other words, if she's only going to go to one or two stores, maybe it won't be accepted. So therefore, she has a zchus to ask to be machlif. Namely, in achinami, objectively, it's considered to be a coin, but subjectively, it's not for her a value, and we know that we require smichus das of the isha, so this is a unique halacha within her smichus das, and therefore she has the right to be toveya. I want a coin that I could use in any store. Right? Okay. That's the Talmid HaRashba, and she doesn't know the limit. However, the Ritva expands this. Let's look at the Ritva. Lo tzvichar nafak adetchak, perush. Even though we saw in the Mishnayos and in the Rambam that in terms of the world of matbeya, this is called a matbeya because it is useful in uncertain circumstances. Since not everyone will accept it, ein la lekavlo mimenu kashem she'ein la mocher o la malve the alma. Here the Ritva expands this halacha. Not only is this a din in an isha, shekol kvuda basmelch penima, this is a din in any sale or in any halva'a that there's a zchut of the mocher or the malva to insist that he wants money which is readily viewed as currency. Where does this come from? So the Ritva references himself to Perek HaZahav. So if you look over there in Perek HaZahav, the Gemara speaks on Daf Memhei Amud Beis that any time we have a situation where a person makes a condition, I want a certain amount of money, I want a certain type of coin, then you have to pay me what he wants. Let's say I lend you $100 and I say I want back 250s, I want back 520s. So you have to give me 250s or 520s. You just can't give me a $100 bill and say it's $100. I borrowed $100, it's $100. No, I made it tonight. In other words, I insisted that I want it in a certain manner. I can get it that way. And even if, let's say, I insist on new coins, and you want to give me old coins, I could say, no, I want new coins because I want to save these coins for a long period of time. And therefore, I want new coins that are going to age well. L'yashdan b'inan luhu. Perush, kol shekein she'en ha'yachol l'shanosim b'el matbeya. As I pointed out, you can't, if I ask for 250s, you can't give me 100. Afil matbeya she'en ha'yotze b'il matbeya ha'yotze. Even if I ask you for Canadian money, and you want to give me American money, you can't say to me, American money is better than Canadian money. Because I can say, I'm going to Canada. I want Canadian money. Mi Rebbe. This the Ritva heard from his Rebbe, from either the Ramban or from the Ra'ah. Umikan Raya, the machar schora, eino morido l'shuma klahal. Ela nosen lomos kamo shehisna umeosa matbeya shehisna ukedin poel. That just as there's a halacha that when someone works for you, you have to pay him in readily available currency, hu hadin, any sale has to be paid in such currency, even if there was no specific tanai, v'chein, and we don't simply say, well, go estimate the value of what I gave you, I give you jelly beans or whatever, shave kesef ke kesef. Why? V'chein bedin de anan sahadeh, de ein ze mocher metaltel av uskaraso, al da shiikabel karka osubin. That we have an anan sahadeh, we have an umdun, a demuchach, that anyone who is selling something doesn't want jelly beans. He doesn't want shave kesef. He wants real kesef. Namely, and so the Ramban says, this is the Ritva says, this is an anan sahadeh, this is an umdana by a malta, this is an umdana by a mocher, and hu hadin, by a mekabelet kedushin. Not dafka because she's a woman and is not found in the stores, but this is the normal understanding of people of the world of currency. In other words, in Achinami, if you ask Al Pidin, does this coin, Sheyote Deatchak, have a status of a coin? The answer is yes. But can you use it in any interpersonal relationship where you want to pay that which is owed? Right? You created a debt. So, you, according to the Ritva, you can't use it to pay for a sale, you can't use it to pay off a loan, and you can't use it for Kedusha Isha. Okay, then in people's eyes, you require the Yachlif. Okay, so far, so good. But when we move over to the Rambam, and this also appears to be, I think, in my humble opinion, what the Ran is saying as well. There is a very, very two-line Ran on the, again, in, I brought up my edition, so I shouldn't get mixed up, of the classic Ran, Dan Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the pages of the Alphas, right before the big letters Vigar Sinan, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, it points out over there, Va'af al pi shelo hechlifo mekudeshes, that even though she's mekudesha with the dinara, even if it's not going to be changed, because me'ikar hadin, it has the status of money, ela sheyesh bo lachlifo midin chov ba'alma. Midin chov ba'alma. That this generally, when you owe money, you have to pay back with money which is readily usable, and therefore over here, this is no worse than in any other case of mecher, of halva, that you have to pay, that's the assumption, that's the anan sahadeh of individuals. But we look in the Rambam, there are a number of anomalies in the Rambam over here in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Zayin. He quotes the sugya, Ha'omer li'isha harei mekudesh li me'a dinarim v'nasam lo afilu dinar echad harei ze mekudesh mishal kradina v'ushiyash lim es hashar harei ze ka'omer harei mekudeshet al menas, that this goes me'achshav v'medrim amurim v'omar lo b'me'a dinarim stam. Aval im pireish va'amar la harei mekudeshet li b'me'a dinarim elu, what the Gemara calls mana zu, v'hischil l'manos l'toch yada eina mekudeshet ad she yashlim. Then we have kedush mikanu lahaba, and over here the uniqueness of the Rambam is that in the Gemara we have two kimtos, either mana zu or mona v'holech, and the Rambam combines the two kimtot into one. Okay, so the Mefarshim and the Rambam deal with what was his girsa, how could he fit it into the Gemara, etc. But we're concerned with the end of the Rambam. So we already saw the Braisa says, Eina Mekudeshe. Nimtza behem dinar ra, im yachol hotziu ayedei hatchak, yachlifenu. That's the language of the Braisa. V'imlav eina mekudeshet. V'imlav eina mekudeshet. What do the two words v'imlav refer to? If you were writing, Schadenstein yet hasn't translated the Rambam into English, right? Still working in Yerushalmi for a while. Okay, keep him busy for a while. Okay, when they get to the Rambam, how would you translate this phrase? How do you translate this phrase? Nimtza behem dinara, im yachol lahotzi oidei etchak yachlifenu v'im lav eina mekudeshet. That's yachlif. Who learns that way? Very, very good. Who learns that way? The Ravid learns that way in the Rambam. However, how else could you read the Rambam, which would be a fine way of reading the Rambam and would solve all the problems? Nachon. In other words, that nimtza behem dinara, if we find a coin which is problematic, im yachol lotzi adei atchak yachlifenu. If it's problematic, but b'chol zot, some stores will accept it, switch it. V'im lav, no one will accept it, then eina mekudeshet. Namely, in other words, if it turns out that this dinar ra is like a dinar nechoshet, then eina mekudeshet. Then if you learn that way, the Rambam is simply quoting the Braisa, and however you're going to learn the Braisa, you learn the Rambam. However, if you learn the Rambam like the Ravid, namely, that im lav means that if you're not going to switch it, then eina mekudeshet, then that's a tremendous chiddush, right? Amar Avraham ain't okay. Hachi Yisa b'Gemara nimtza dinara hareza mekudeshet v'yachlif. Ulinyan dina tenan yachlif aval afa pishel ohechlif mekudeshet. Clearly, as we saw within the Ritva and within the Talmud HaRashba, and she didn't know the Lemi, she has a right to expect him to switch the coin, either because she doesn't go out to the shuk, or this is a right of any individual to whom money is owed, that they should get real good money. But that's not ma'akev in the Kedushin. The bottom line is that al pidin, this is a coin. If we read the Rambam like Yisrael, and like Noach read the Rambam, like the Ravid reads the Rambam, it appears over here, imlav, if he's not going to switch the coin, eina mekudeshet, she's not married at all. Where in the world did that come from? The Rambam himself paskin that this is a coin. Mido oraisa, this is a coin, right? That this is, the Rambam's language was, b'chalo olehol l'chatzchila b'sheva b'sera, eino choshesh. There's no chshash. But this is the coin. This is the valuable coin. It's considered to be legal tender. Why in the world would she not be mekudeshet?
If she read the Gemara in that way, then you can learn it that way. But we
didn't see any other Rishon who learns that way, and Lechora, the other Rishonim, pointed out that there's a schut. She has a right to request chliv chlupin. Harez mekudeshet v'yachliv. Not saying you can't read it that way, but what would that imply according to the Rambam? Namely, why should this case be more chamor than pidyon ma'aser sheni? Why should this case? Pidyon ma'aser sheni, we're dealing in a realm of iser v'heter, of yoredeya, and becholzot we say that this is fine. Ve'ino choshesh. Why should kedusha isha be worse than that? We already saw that shava kesef is good for kedusha isha, right? You can be. We saw hanah is good. This is less than hanah. In other words, the bottom line is that she's getting her money. She's getting the money. Yes. So there, I mentioned to you that Rabbi Reichman is working now on the Rav's notes on Kedushin, so, and there is a draft. So I looked to see what he had to say. So it was very interesting. I'll just give you his formulation. He pointed out that in this sugya, we see that we have on top of Kesef Kedushin, Kesef Kedushin, the Mishnah defines as Machokas B'Sham Yisil, we pass on like B'Sil, Pruta V'Sheva Pruta. However, the woman has the right to make a condition, make a T'nai, that she Dafka wants more. So we have Kesef Kedushin, and we have Kesef T'nai. So it could very well be, posits the Rav, that in terms of the world of Kesef Kedushin, had we been dealing simply with a regular Pruta, and it was a Pruta, she would say, Ve'atchak. So the bottom line is al pi halacha, it's kesef kedushin. If it's kesef pidyon ma'aser sheni, it's also kesef kedushin. But since we have over here kesef tnai, so over here in terms of the tnai of manazeh, there you require dafka money which is easily convertible. That's built into the tnai, and without the kiyumah of the tnai, she's not mekudeshet. Namely, rather than view this as a zchut tviya, a right of a claim, of a mocher, of a malva, rather than view this as a chut tviya of an isha who normally does not go out into the shuk, and all of these would be not ma'akev the kedushin. We should view it as a different that in the world of conditions we have different definitions than we have in the objective world. The world of a condition by nature is a subjective world. I'm setting a condition, and therefore, in the world of that, this would be kesef b'chol ha'Torah kula, but not kesef t'nai. Whether that formulation makes you feel any better or not in the Rambam, that's up to you. But that's, you know, that was the direction that the Rav wanted to say.
Where do we see that this is a t'nai?
What?
Where do we see that the condition is made?
No, that the whole, the, you know, if we're dealing with the case of either the Seifa, Mona Zo, or Mona Vaholech, in other words, that she's very, very insistent that it be the full amount that she's requesting. That's the Tanai. The Tanai is Mona Zo. Okay. Okay. There's one more Rambam over here, not so much, well, it's for the Rambam and the Ravid, just to complete the Sugya, and that is in the beginning of Hilchos Mechira, where the Rambam passes a certain halacha in terms of defining the world of onah, mekachtos, etc., and the Ravid from our sugya, Sharesh Davazeb Kedushin, disagrees with the Rambam, and the Magid Mishnah wants to farenfer the Rambam. So let's look at the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Tesvav. Hamocher lechaveiro b'midah b'mishkal o b'minyan. I'm selling you something measured. The measurement could be weight, it could be number, it could be size, mida, v'ta'a, b'kol shehu, chozer la'olam. And I made a mistake. In other words, I told you I'm giving you 100, I gave you 99. I told you I'm giving you a yard, and I gave you, how much is a yard? 36 inches? Yeah, I gave you 35 inches. Right, I told you that I'm giving you 5 pounds, and I gave you 4.9 pounds. Right, so in that situation, chozer ga'olam. Chozer over here in the Rambam means that the deal is a deal, but chozer umashlim, namely that I have to fill in. Chozer means I am chozer machzir. In other words, that I'm filling in. Ketzad. In other words, it's nothing to do with the world of onah, 1/6, more than a sixth, less than a sixth, immediately, only immediately, not afterwards. No, over here, we say the deal is a deal, but I have to keep my word, and so if it turned out that I gave you a little less, or then machzir. It's irrelevant if we're dealing with the object that was bought or sold or the money. Right? I gave you a sack of coins and I said this sack of coins is $100, and after a few months you decide to sit down and count like the stack of coins. You count up all the 10 agorot pieces and you're missing 10 agorot from the 100 shekel. So in that situation, choser afilu achar shekano miyado. Even though the whole deal was already done, this person got his money, this person got his goods, etc. Shekinyan betalasu v'chein kolki otzibaze. The Rambam points out that at any point it turns out that there was a mistake. Fill in the mistake. That's what you should do. Does it impact on the deal itself? No, the deal was a deal, but a person should keep his word. A person should feel a responsibility to do that which is right. And if he doesn't, you can go to court. Not to go to court to break the deal. Go to court to get your 10 agorot. Go to court to get your inch. Go to court to get your tenth of a pound. Okay? Comes on the Ravid and says, Amar Avraham, Eino Mechuvar. This principle of the Rambam is not totally correct. Pa'amim she'ein ha'mekach nikne. Sometimes you have a right of breaking the deal. That if you didn't get the right amount, you can break the deal. Kagon, I'm holding a sack of nuts. I say this is 5 pounds of nuts. and I'll pay you a dinar, notro, and then you measured it. It wasn't 5 pounds. It was 4.95 pounds. Lo matza midaso. Hareze choser. Choser means I can return to you the nuts and you give me back my money. Afal pisha rotzes elahashim. The fellow said, I'll give you a few more nuts. I could say no, right? That I have that right. How does the Ravid know this? Shoresh davarzeh bekedushin. That's our sugya, right? That the woman, when you have a case of monazeh, or you have a case of moneh v'holech, that you can insist on the exact right amount of money, and if not, she's not mekudeshet. The whole kedushin falls through. That we, in other words, that she has the right of saying, I don't want to continue the process any longer. So how did the Rambam go ahead and say that when we have a deal, all you have to do is be mashlim and everything is fine, if in the world of Kedushin you have the right of bitul, you can say, I don't want this to go through. Eina mekudeshin. Look in the Magid Mishnah, v'hasagos amar Avraham, din zeina mechuvar, v'dima harav Avraham zeh lemekadesh esaisha b'manazo. The Ravid compared this to our sugya, di'im lo yada b'nimtza chaser dinar, that we just saw, that if you gave her a not enough money, or you gave her a forged coin, eina mekudeshet kedisa bekeper kama de kedushin dafches v'savar harav Avraham dal korchach lo maflegin and bish mekadesh bein necher lemilve kahay gavna. We didn't say this was a unique halach in the world of kedushin. It appears to be in any personal interpersonal relationship. Ela kishelo amar manazeh. The whole issue is that you say manastam, namely you didn't really care that much. Or you said manazo, that you wanted the exact amount. But over the moment you say manazeh, and so our case of mida, mishkal uminyan, is a case of manazeh. So it says the Magid Mishnah, without explaining, mikol makom, ein kedushin domen lemekachu mem kar bekai gavna. I disagree with the Ravid. You can't bring a raya from Hilchos Ishus to Hilchos Mechira. V'divrei ha-machaber v'rabo. This is based on Rimegash. Zal Ikar v'gamar Ramban hodele divrei imperik beskur calls man she'efshar lahashlim, that the first right is to be mashlim and to keep the deal going. In other words, as opposed to the world of kedushin, where if the woman didn't get what she wanted, ena mekudeshet, start all over again. But we don't say yashlim. In the case of stam, we pointed out, then we have the right of mashlim. In a case of dinar ra, we have this concept of yachlifenu. But if we're dealing with mona zo, if we're dealing with mona beholech, then if it's missing, eina mekudeshet. So, what is this distinction of the Magid Mishnah between the world of kedushin and the world of mekachu memkar? We've just spent the whole, just been explaining how we build kedushin on mekachu memkar, just as we have an anansahadeh by a mocher, we have the similar anansahadeh over here by a woman. Yes?
It's for a mamonos versus mamonos and isoros.
In other words, you're 100% correct that in the world of Yoredeya we can't learn out Iser Veheter from Mammon, and we can't learn out Mammon from Iser Veheter. But over here, we're not dealing with Iser Veheter, we're dealing with it's a Kinyan. We're dealing with the Kinyan Ishus. And Lechora, the whole din of Kesef is learned out, Sada BeKesef Yiknu, where Kesef is learned out from the world of Mekachu Memkar. We're dealing in a world of apples and apples, Lechora, not a world of apples and oranges.
I try again?
Yes, certainly.
Tanayim, Kesef Tanayim versus Kesef, Shoda Kesef.
Here we're working within the Rambam. The Rambam pointed out over here that you have to be, in other words, so of course we take very seriously of being mashlim over here. But why in the world of Kedushin are we going to say that the deal is broken? Well, over here we say the deal goes through. You just have to be mashlim. What are we talking about over here? What kind of mechira? What are we being mocher? Well, what is the object of the mechira or the maos, as you want?
Case of the Rambam.
We're dealing with the Rambam.
Case where one is selling object to someone else or things to someone else.
Things to someone else. Well, what's the form of kinyan when you sell things to someone else? Meshicha, Hagba'a, Kinyan Sudar, etc. What role does the Ma'os play in the world of Metaltalim? We have Machokis, whether Ma'os Konos Doraisa or not, but we paskin that even if Ma'os Konos mi Doraisa Chazawur Mafkia, the Kinyan Ma'os, right, that we require a different Kinyan. So we're dealing over here where the Kinyan was already made. The kinyan was made. Everything was made. The maos were handed over. This person lifted the maos. That person lifted the nuts. Everything was, the kinyan was already made. It turns out that after the kinyan was made, there's a toos in terms of the measurement. So we say, bimashrim the toos. What's the world of kedushin? With what are you makadesh the woman? With the maos. Over here, you're mekadesh her with the maos. And did you give her the maos? No, you didn't give her the maos. Now, in other words, that the bottom line is that in the world of kedushin, the means of kedushin were not given. So we say, if the means of kedushin were not given, in achinami, theoretically, a pruta is enough. And in a world of manastam, so we say, mekudeshet v'yashli. But in a world of manazo, we are redefining kesef kedushin. We're redefining Kesef Kedushin. The bottom line is that Kesef Kedushin never got off the ground. So there we can say, Eina Mekudeshet. Over here, whatever Maisa Kinyan there was done. Again, there are many, many. It could have been Chatzer. It could have been Meshicha. It could have been Agav. It could have been Kinyan Sudar. There are a lot of options of how to be Makna Metaltlim. But that was already done. There was just a problem in terms of the Zehut, of the identity of that which was sold. It was, you know, too much, too little, etc. That, you know, we fill in afterwards. That's what the Rambam is pointing out. That when we're dealing with a, in other words, that where do we have a world of mekach taus, that's when we're dealing with quality, right? But when we're dealing with quantity, there we have a din of yashlim. Okay, so just, that's the chor, that's what the Magid Mishnah is saying, that these are two different worlds. To a certain degree, does fit into what Yisrael said, in other words, that this is the world of Kesef Tnai, namely that Inachinami, the Kesef Midoraisa she got. But she insisted, I don't want to be Mekudeshet with a Pruta. I want to be Mekudeshet with Manazo. I want to be Mekudeshet with, you know, with $98. And then she counts up, and there are $97 and one forged dollar. So that, Eina Mekudeshet. Had it been a Manara that we discussed earlier, you know, that's a machokis, you know, where it's Rishonim, if she's Mekudeshet v'yachlif, or if maybe even there she's not Mekudeshet because of the Kesef Tanai. That was, you know, where that would be a Chiddush, but that's what would come out according to one understanding of the Rambam. Seder? Okay, Adkan, what we began last time. Now we have a whole new sugya of Mana and Mashkon, where we have Lechora, moving over, I mean, again, everything is built on everything, but we're starting afresh. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, bottom line on Daf Chesam at Aleph, Amar Ga, Hiskachi li b'mana, v'hiniach la mashkon oleha, eina mekudeshet. Mana einkan, mashkon einkan. That's all that Rava said in the name of Rav Nachman. He told her, I want to be Mekadesh you with $10, and here's a mashkon on the $10, so she is not Mekudeshet either with the $10 or with the mashkon. Why not? Mana einkan, mashkon einkan. What does Rashi say? Mana einkan, hilkach, mashkon Einkan, eino shave klum, she'ein hamashkon matana. Then the Gemara asks, Eisvei Ravel or Rav Nachman, kitche b'mashkon mekudeshet, hasam b'mashkon da'acherim u'kidrav Yitzchak. namely that the case Rava asked on Rav Nachman was a case where he had lent money to someone else. Someone else had given him a mashkon. Someone else gave him a candlestick as a mashkon, and then he is mekadesh with the mashkon. And so we say that over there we have a unique halacha that of Rav Yitzchak that this mashkon, he has the in other words the mekadesh who is also the malva has kinyanim in this mashkon, and that's what he's giving her, etc. That we'll learn separately. Okay. So Rashi over here builds this Gemara on a since, therefore, right? Kevan the mana enkan, hilkoch mashkon enkan. Since there is no $10, therefore there is no mashkon. What is the implication from Rashi?
If there was $10.
Had there been a $10 debt, then we could have been mekadesher with the $10 debt. Had there been a mashkon, we could have been mekadesher with the mashkon. But here we have neither nor. Right? In other words, our issue over here is not a halachic issue. Halachically, according to Rashi, I can be mekadesh with a debt. Right? Where did we see that in Rashi? That I can be mekadesh a woman with an IOU? Back on daf. Gimel Amar Aleph, right? By Shtar, right? That the Shtar of Pidyon Hekdesh was an IOU to Hekdesh. It doesn't work in Hekdesh, but it Kavachomer that it would work in the world of Kedusha. I can be Mekadesh and Isha according to Rashi, with the Rashba disagrees. But according to Rashi, I can be Mekadesh and Isha with an IOU. I owe you $100. I give that to a woman, she's Mekudeshet to me. That's the Shtar Kedushin. I can be Mekadesh and Isha with a mana, but over here there's no mana. There was no loan. There's no debt. What am I Mekadesh with? And according to Rashi, had there been a debt, I could be Mekadesh with a mashkon. But here, mana enkan, mashkon enkan. I can't create a mashkon without a debt. And I can't create a debt via mashkon. So I have nothing. In other words, according to Rashi, had I had a debt, it would have worked. Had there been a mashkon, it would have worked. Here I have neither a debt nor a mashkon. Why? Because Rashi is assuming I can't create a debt via mashkon. By giving a woman collateral, that doesn't create a debt. There's no way of creating a debt with a mashkon. That is all Rashi's shita. On this Rashi, namely according to Rashi, how do I create a debt? I can create a debt by lending money. Right? I can create a debt. In other words, if let's say someone owed me money, right? So then that's a debt. That debt can be used, according to Rashi, to be Mekadesh. In other words, I can create a debt with a halva. I can create a debt by punching someone in the nose. I owe him money. I break his window. I owe him money. That's what we call milvah ksuva b'torah. That's a debt. Like pidyon haben, we pointed out. That's, the Torah says that's a debt. I can create a debt with a kinyan. I can create a debt via odisa. I can admit in front of two eidim I owe money. That creates a debt, even if no one knows about the debt from beforehand. But I cannot create a debt by giving someone collateral. That's not a means of creating a debt. Who disagrees with Rashi head on? The Ramban. Let's look at the Ran. The Ran on the Afdalad Amadeus in the classic editions quotes a Ramban and a Ravid. And the Ramban disagrees with Rashi head on all of his principles. Kosav HaRamban. You have it? Kosav HaRamban Zal. I'm looking in the page in the back of the Gemara. Kosav HaRamban Zal. Da afilu hecha da amarga kini mashkon ze b'shibud mona v'hiskachi li bo u'mishachto eina mekudeshet. That even if I tell this woman I am creating a debt via this mashkon, and the moment that you are moshech this mashkon, I owe you money, she's not mekudeshet. Af al nedinehi dekanyalei mashkon rahu shibuda, even though according to Ramban this works to create a debt, and it works to create a mashkon, eina mekudeshet bekach. In other words, but it will not be work for kedushin. The mana einkan klomar ika shibuda the mana gabi lovehu velo gabi isha. That we have a kisaron, even though I can create a debt by giving someone a mashkan, but it can't. We cannot use this to be mekadesh and isha. We'll describe. We'll understand this a little later. Mishum hachi mashkon nami. And therefore, even the mashkon can't be mekadesher, afa gav de gabi ishahu, even though the chor it's in her hands, harehu ki'ilu mashkon einkan, ein mashkon elav tachat hashibud. The mashkon is no better than the loan that was created via the mashkon, and since that loan can't be mekadesher, therefore, the mashkon can't be mekadesher. V'kevan de mana einkan gabi isha mashkon name einkan. Okay. Then the Ramban asks on himself, why? What's the chisaron over here? If we can create a loan via a mashkon and create a mashkon via the loan, what's the issue? So he answers at the end that we have a din that agid gabe, that all of this is still connected to the mekadesh, and as long as the money of kedushin is connected to the owner, connected to the baal, connected to the husband, it's not kesef kedushin. So let's try and understand over here the machlokas. According to Rashi, can a mekadesh a woman with a chov? Yeah. Sure, that's the din of the IOU that we saw on Daf Gimel. According to the Ramban, I should just add one word. According to the Ramban, no, I can't. In other words, we have a problem of Agid Bey. Can I be Mekadesh a woman with a mashko, my mashko? According to Rashi, if I would have had it, then sure. According to the Ramban, no. The mashkon is no better than the chov. If the chov is agid, then the mashkon is agid. Can I create a chov via handing over a mashkon? Ayidei Mesirat HaMashkon? Rashi says no, and here the Ramban says yes. Namely, that the statement, mana ein kan, mashkon einkan. We take these words einkan and offer two possibilities. That practically we don't have the mana or the mashkon, or halachically the mana and the mashkon don't work. Who learns which way? That in this case we say that if I tell a woman hareat mekudeshet li b'mana via this mashkon, Rashi says I practically I don't have a mana, I don't have a debt, and I don't have a mashkon. Had I had a mana, it would have been great. Had I had a mashkon, it would have been great. I don't have either. B'mitzius, I'm simply missing the two of them. According to the Ramban, no, I created a chov via the mashkon. I created a chov. I owe this woman money. And she has a mashkon that I owe her money. But what? Is she mekudeshet? No. Because halachically, you can't be mekadesh a woman with a debt, with your debt. You can't be mekadesh a woman with a mashkon on your debt. Okay, this is the basic machlokas that we have over here between Rashi and the Ramban. Totally opposite opinions. According to Rashi, theoretically, everything would be fine. Had I had a debt, I could be mekadesh with the debt that I have. If had I had a mashkon, I could be mekadesh with that mashkon. But I don't have either of them. because I can't create a debt by handing over a mashkon, which is what I did. According to the Ramban, I can create, nehi, I can create a debt, and I can create a mashkon, but even though I created a debt in the mashkon, she's not mekudeshet. I created it, but she's not mekudeshet, because halachically, we have over here an issue that I came to mekadesh and isha with a debt, with my debt, or with my mashkon. So over here, the Rashi, the Chora, is quite clear. Rashi says, I can mekadesh a woman with my debt, a debt is shav kesef, I can mekadesh her with my debt, and once I have a debt, I have a mashkon, and the mashkon is shav kesef, everything is fine. I just don't have practically either one of them, because I can't create a debt by handing over a mashkon. But according to the Ramban, we have over here two chidushim. Chidush number one, I can create a debt by handing over a mashkon. Why am I calling this a chiddush? The Ramban says it, right? In other words, what's the problem over here of creating a debt by handing over a mashkon?
Like what? What can you have done?
No, in terms of the nature of a debt. Classically, let's say that I lend Yisrael money, okay? So he owes me money. He, meaning Yisrael, is indebted. His body, his persona, is indebted to pay me back that money. Stage number two: once he's indebted to pay me back that money, then all the property that he has is now under lien to cover my loan. Correct? We have a shibud haguf that engenders a shibud nechasim. What would be if, let's say, Yisrael owes me the money, I sell that debt to Noach. I sell the debt to Noach. And now, instead of Noach, Yisrael owes me $100. Noach gives me $50, and now Yisrael now owes Noach $100. So Rabbeinu Tam has a very, very well-known shita that Hamocher Shtarchov L'Chaveiro V'Chazar U'Machalo Machul. I can go to Yisrael and say, you know what? I am canceling the debt. You owe me $100. I sold it to Noach. I'm canceling the debt. How can I cancel the debt? I already sold it to Noach. So Rabbeinu Tam explains that we have a shibud haguf and we have a shibud nechasim. What I sold to Noach was the lien on the property, but the debt itself was created between me and Yisrael. I can't sell that. That's a reality, but I can't be mocha. Namely, I can cancel a debt. I can forgive the debt, and once I forgive the shibud haguf, the shibud nechasim falls off automatically. That classically, a debt, we create a shibud haguf, and then that engenders a shibud nechasim. We have this process. A debt is created, we create a shibud haguf, and then that shibud haguf creates a shibud nechasim, and the moment the shibud haguf falls off, automatically there's no shibud nechasim. The Ramban says, I can create a debt by handing over a mashkon. And according to the Ramban, is there any shibud haguf? No. What is there? A shibud nechasim. Namely, that this mashkon, if I don't pay back the money, this mashkon can be kept in lieu of the money. In other words, I created a shibud nechasim without a shibud haguf. That's why no one else holds that way. Rashi says, you can't create a chov by the siras hamashkon. There's no shibud haguf. You can't have a separate shibud nechasim, A. And B, classically, a shibud nechasim is on all the property of the lova. Here, it's only on this particular piece of property, on this candlestick, on this book, on this shtender. Whatever the mashkon is, we create a limited shibud nechasim. that stands on its own. That's a chiddush that we can do such a thing. It's not so pashut that I created a situation where there is no shibud haguf, but if I don't pay back the money, then the person can keep the mashkon. That's all we're saying, right? That this I created a loan which is limited to being collected by this particular, in other words, by either I give the money back, I give the money that I promised, or we have a mashkon. So I created a limited shibud nachasim. Okay, the Ramban says it. That's a possibility. That's chiddush number one of the Ramban. Chiddush number two is that after I created this limited loan, I cannot be mekadesh a woman with it. Why not? So the Ramban says, because that the loan is in my hands, and the mashkon represents the loan, and so over here, we don't have enough to have kesef kedushin. Where do we have a din of agid bey? Where do we have a din that if something is still in the hands of the husband, then the woman cannot be halachically affected by it? By a get, we need sefer kritut. We need something that will cut the woman off from the husband. And so if we have a get that the husband is still holding on to, right, we mentioned, we give the woman a get, and the husband is still holding on to the string. So string attached. So that's not considered to be a get. But where do we don't find this in Kedushin anywhere? This is, the Ramban is creating this Yesh Me'ayin. So what's the Chisaron? In other words, Sok or Sok. He gave her a mashkon. The mashkon is in her hand. My nafgamina, that he could be pota the mashkon by giving money. In other words, currently he gave her a mashkon. So the Ramban Kaner'eh holds that this is somehow a lack of Kesef Kedushin. That somehow Kesef Kedushin would require a Nesina, that if Ogidbei, that as long as this Mashkon is connected to a debt which is in his hand, somehow according to the Ramban, the Nesina is missing. Okay, so the Ramban disagrees with Rashi on these two points. A, he says that you can create a chov via handing over a mashkon. That's a chiddush. And B, he says, but that chov, you cannot be mekadesh an isha because of ogidbei. There's a lack of nesina. But there's a third shita as well. That's good, we can get that in. The third shita is that of the raivid. Avol haraivid zal piresh. Let's continue. In other words, it's about seven lines from the end of the Ran before the two dots, after bringing in the din of Agid Bey of the Ramban, Aval Haravid Zalpire Shachi Kamar Mana Einkan Harelonis Chayev La Bo Bemile Da Alma Ninhu. In other words, by telling her Hareyat Mekudeshet Li Bemana Vehiniach La Mashkon Alehem, there is no loan created. Loan is chayev loba. He said just words. The cave and the mana enkan. Since he simply said words, mashkon nami enkan. The lo kanya le be mashkon be midid. Be my de yohiv le de kanya le mashkon. There was nothing, no meaning to giving her a mashkon if there is no loan. So far, it appears that he, in other words, if we ask, what is the issue of Einkan within the Ravid? Is it a din of Metzius or Halacha? Metzius, right? So the Ravid over here agrees with Rashi. That's a din of Metzius. In other words, that it appears within the Ravid, had we had a mana, she would have been Mekudesh. Had we had a Mashkon, she would have been Mekudesh. But Lamaisa, he didn't create a loan, and he didn't create a Mashkon. It's Mili Ba'alma. It's simply words that he was using. You can't create a Chov with loan, with words. But then the Ravid continues, and he says, the last three lines, Avol Heicha Shenosan La Mashkon Va'amar La K'ni B'Mashkon Zeh Shibud Mana V'Iskad Shiribo Mekudeshet. Again, Aval hecha shenosan la mashkon. V'amar la. Not simply he said hiskachri b'mana v'niach la mashkon aleihem, but he told her, k'ni v'mashkon ze shibud mana. I want to create a shibud via this mashkon, and hiskachri libo, and you'll be mekudeshet with her. Then she would be mekudeshet. Namely, that in this machloket, can you create a chov via mashkon? The Ravid also agrees that yes. Just that our ukimta, our particular case, is a case where it wasn't created. Our particular case is he simply gave her a mashkon and said, Harei mekudeshet li b'mana, and this is the mashkon. So there's no mana, there's no mashkon. But had he said, by giving you this mashkon, I want to create a loan, and then be mekadesh you with that loan, then she would be mekudeshet. Namely, so the Ravid, in other words, is the shita in and of himself. He agrees with Rashi kimi mekadesh with a chov. He agrees with Rashi kimi mekadesh with his mashkon. On that, he disagrees with the Ramban. The Ramban has this new din of agid bey. The Ravid doesn't hold of agid bey. The Ravid says, had we had a chov, had we had a mashkon, she would be mekudeshet. But the Ravid says that the ukimta of our sugya is that there is no chov and no mashkon. But were he really to use the proper formula, and he could create a chov via mashkon, and then not only would he create the chov, but she'd also be mekudeshet. Right? Not only can you create a chov with a mashkon, but that also would serve as kedushin. The Ramban says you could create a chov via mashkon, but you can't be mekadesh because of agid bey. But the Ravid says you can create it, and she would be mekudeshet. Okay, this is the background that we have before getting into Tosfos. The Tosfos, we'll see next time. But what I'll ask you to take in mind is that Tosfos is working off of a larger Tosfos that we find in Tosfos HaRosh and also in the Rosh itself. And Tosfos is pretty much working, you know, in the same manner, but our Tosfos is very truncated. It only quotes parts of the Rosh, not the entire Tosfos that we have in the Rosh. And so if you could read Tosfos along with the Rosh and try, in other words, and try and just set it in the context of the Rosh, it would make life, I think, much easier. Tosfos begins by and again, working with off of the, in other words, I focused out of the Tosfos HaRosh for you on the page. It's in the back of the in the Rosh as well. The Rosh begins as Piskei Tosfos with what we call Tosfos HaRosh in this situation. In other words, the whole section is word for word in the Rosh. But it starts off with that which Tosfos is missing, and that is that there's a shita of a Yesh Mefarshim. And what you're going to see in Tosfos that there's a shita of a Yesh Mefarshim. There's the shita of Reb Chaim Kohen. There's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Right? That these are different shitos that are found within Tosfos. The Yesh Mefarshim starts off like the Ramban. The Yesh Mefarshim, we can begin it if you have it in front of you. Mana Enkan, Mashkon Enkan, Yesh Mefarshim, Dehainu Dafka, Beisha, Ubekinyan Avadim. That when we have a situation that requires a Kinyan Kesef, Isha, to marry a woman, requires a Kinyan Kesef. To buy Avadim requires a Kinyan Kesef. We could add in over here also Karka. To buy Karka requires a Kinyan Kesef. In these cases, Lafisha Niknim Bekesef, then we say, Mana Enkan Mashkon Enkan. That Yuchal She'en, in words, Kiahim Uvda, etc. Lafisha Kinyan Bekesef, Ve Enkan Kesef She'yuchal Liknos, She'en HaMashkon Tachas HaKesef, She'lo Nitna Lo, Lizkot Begufo. Namely, that we don't have kesef over here because we don't have a chov. We don't have a chov, so we don't have kesef And Mashkon can't serve as kesef because it was never given to her to keep. It was only given to her to hold as a surety. So in our sugya, we're missing the kesef that is required for kinyan, ein kan kesef, because we don't have the mashkon, etc. Aval, if we were dealing with a different case, im adam nosein matana l'chaveiro, if I say, I want to give you a gift, I want to give you a gift of $100, but I don't have it with me, and then nosan lo mashkon bishvil hamatana, I said, but hold on to this mashkon until I give you the $100, then mishichas mashkon ki'ilu zacha b'matana. Then, in achinami, I can create a chiyuv on myself to give you the matana via the mashkon. Namely, for kedushe isha, it won't work. To give a matana, it will work. Okay? That we're distinguishing that our sugi is dafka by kedushe isha. Kedushe isha, we need kesef. And we don't have over here kesef. We don't have the loan, and we don't have the mashkon. And the mashkon is only temporary. But, if I can ask, can I create something via Mesiras Mashkon, I can, in other words, I can create a matana via Mesiras Mashkon. I can create a chiyuv on myself to give you a matana via the Mesira the Mashkon. That, in terms of that, the Yeshiva Parsha wants to say that our sugi is talking about kedushin. In terms of kedushin, I can't create kedushin by Mesiras Mashkon, but I can create a matana. Okay, we'll stop over here. Belin Neder, next time we'll start again with Tosos and Tosos Harosh and go through the Tosos together. Okay? And then we'll continue on into Dinner of Rav Yitzchak. Mar Makamas, you have. Okay. Well, I just opened the door, I'm sorry. The people come out. Yeah.
Sorry, we said that.